Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you on the Lead Slingers microphone. How the heck are you today? Hey, let me throw a couple disclaimers out real quick. First off, there's a little bit of lightning and thunder in the ATL, and I've got a scared puppy dog with me in the studio. So if you hear her, have no fear. She won't hurt you, I promise. But she's harmless, so we probably won't hear anything from her. But I had to do that because I've got some family members that are out of town, so I'm taking care of her and making sure that she's not alone, scared to death. And Shaylee and the crew that are tuned in at the Cove, love you guys. Thanks for letting me know that you're watching. If you're watching on Facebook, spread it around. Like it. Share it, okay? Great to have you in here with us. And if you're tuned in, speaking of that, on over 200 radio stations across the country, you know I love you to death. And if you're watching on television and on 11 TV stations up in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, we're at home with you, all right? Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. So much going on this week. And I'm gonna tell you right before I get started with everything that the lineup is huge. Alan Gottlieb is here. I will be going to Mr. Gottlieb in just about 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds, as long as it takes me to get the rest of the lineup out. He will be followed by Dr. John Lott. His new book is out. Janet Mefford, one of my favorite talk radio hosts of all time, the Janet Mefford Show, will be here in the next hour, followed by AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News in the third hour, followed by a classic roundtable with CEO of Car Arms, Justin Moon, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey, and Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown. So let's get started right now. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. My friend, it is so good to have you back. Welcome home. What a great trip you had. Wow. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be back with you, Mark. But it was a good trip as well.
Yeah. I told everybody that you were up there for the Trump speech at Rushmore. Tell us about that. That had to be quite an experience.
Well, the whole Mount Rushmore experience was absolutely amazing. And Trump also had two special events, one in Rapid City and one in Billings, that basically catered to gun owners and gun enthusiasts with some trap shooting, target shooting, some fly fishing, some other stuff, and dinners with Don Jr. So it was a pretty action-packed week. But I also had a lot of fun, too. I got to go to a lot of places I hadn't been before, like Deadwood, South Dakota, where Wyatt Earp or Wild Bill Hickok was shot. Nice. And I got to do Cody, Wyoming, for the Cody Museum of the West with the giant firearms exhibit. And the curator had a special tour for us. And I got to see Yellowstone and the Badlands. It was quite an adventure.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. And, you know, now, listeners, I've been to Tombstone, Arizona with Mr. Gottlieb before. The two of us have. In fact, the mayor gave us both the key to the city and made us honorary citizens when we were there. And, Alan, I got to tell you, I've not yet been to Deadwood, so you one-upped me on that one. And it was Wild Bill Hickok, of course, was shot and killed.
Yes, right. It was Wild Bill. You're right.
In the old number 10 saloon when he had his back to the door. And he was killed. He and Calamity Jane are still buried up there. That's on my bucket list. I will be going. So great trip. Everybody stayed safe, right? Just real quick, how's it out there traveling around right now? You did this in the midst of a pandemic. Everything getting back to normal somewhat. What'd you see?
Well, I felt safer than I felt staying in Seattle, to be honest about it. I had gone down and spent a couple of days with Tom Gresham as well in Idaho. And it was just an absolutely marvelous trip. I felt a lot safer in Montana. People were practicing social distancing pretty well. In Idaho, not so well. In South Dakota, they were practicing it pretty well there. But by and large, every place I went, I felt rather safe.
Good. That's excellent, because we all we need Alan Gottlieb safe. Alan, so much is happening, and we've got two short segments with you here. So let's get started. First off, And as you know, I mentioned this to my daytime show and on the Facebook streams, et cetera, relative to the GRPC. I'm not surprised by the actions the hotel took and the subsequent actions that we took at CCRKBA and SAF, moving the gun rights policy conference to a virtual deal. Tell us what's going on here. This is exciting, actually.
It is. But first of all, the reason we moved it was the hotel, with the requirements of the state of Florida, really couldn't perform their contract with us. We couldn't get the people we needed in the ballroom with the social distancing. It was going to be 150, 200 people, and obviously we go way over that. And then for like the, you know, break services, they had that people pouring the coffee. We couldn't go get it ourselves.
Right.
And they didn't have enough staffing to really do everything they needed to do. Likewise, the luncheon and receptions were a problem. They really just couldn't perform. The hotel was nice enough to tell us earlier on they'd let us out of the contract, obviously, because they couldn't perform, give us enough time to do something else. Of course, it wasn't enough time to move it to another state or another place and get a facility big enough to handle it. So we're doing it virtually online, which is going to open up a lot more doors for us. You know, last year we had 1,100 people and 90 speakers in Phoenix, and we also live streamed it and had about 130,000 plus people that watched the live stream. I don't even know how many watched it on the archives because it's still up on the internet. But this year, when we go to live streaming the whole thing, and we're going to have enough time to be able to promote it that it's being live streamed, I think we're looking at hopefully getting 300,000 people to watch GRPC. And we already have penciled in like 110 speakers because now our format can be longer. And then people can pause it and watch it later. And so we're expanding the GRPC to cover more topics and have more speakers. So in some ways, it opens the door for us. We do lose, Mark, you know, the important part of the face-to-face networking, which is critical and very important in an election year. But on the other hand, we're going to have a lot more content. So I guess it's a balance, and we're going to have a lot more people participating and viewing. So that's a good thing, too. So we made the best of it. We made lemonade out of a lemon.
You know, Alan, I'm excited. I'll tell you why I'm excited about this from a size standpoint. Because I think you're dead on here. You're spot on. Over 150,000 people on the live stream at last year's Phoenix, which was a record-breaking event anyway, in attendance physically there with, I think, registration over 1,100, right?
Yeah, it was really about, I think it was 132,000 live-streamed it.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to triple that easily. Simply because I believe it, we're going to be doing multiple flat platforms now. Is that right?
That's a good point. I'm glad you raised it. Yeah, we live streamed it on Facebook and Facebook Live. We're also going to have it on YouTube, and I'm not sure, but I think Zoom is going to have it as well. And then it's going to be archived in a bunch of places, plus some smaller platforms as well. So lots of people are going to have a choice of where they can go view it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for it, and I know one thing. I know having moderated that incredible group of speakers, you've got so many people who are experts in their field that have so much to say. It's hard to constrain them to, you know, 5 minutes or 7 minutes, depending on the size of the, you know, of the group that they're with and how many speakers are involved. So I think this format is going to give us an opportunity to keep people in their time and really get them to be able to articulate what they want to say, probably maybe even better than a live format. I don't know. Do you disagree or agree with that?
I don't know. We'll see when it's all done. It's a lot of work putting it together this way. It's quite a challenge. And we have more panels than ever. Some of the things being discussed, not counting here the individual speakers that will be addressing various things, but some of the panels are advancing the gun rights message. And I love this one, BS attack on right to keep and bear arms, and BS stands for Bloomberg Soros. And then we have a panel on communicating in a techno-totalitarian era, media and corporate America attacks on the Second Amendment, elections of RKBA consequences, the EU and international anti-gun initiatives, and because we're being streamed, you know, online, we're going to have a lot of leaders for gun rights from other countries from all across the globe. We have federal affairs briefings on legislation affecting civil society and legislation affecting the industry, gun control in other countries and its export to the U.S., growing gun rights in the LGBT and minority communities, Heller McDonald, how we got there, law enforcement, Second Amendment, help prevent death by suicide, The challenge is preserving firearms heritage, reaching 2 million plus new gun owners, reversing school disarmament, state legislative affairs from multiple states,
wow.
The state of the firearms industry, the government funding of bogus and biased research, the giant awakening is the outrageous enforcement of existing gun laws, the gun rights battle from a media perspective, the importance of grassroots activism, the Second Amendment doctrine, and here we have many other topics as well.
Perfect timing. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue with Alan Gottlieb. That wasn't the whole list. So we'll tell you when we come back. This will be streaming, when the event will be taking place. And I've got a couple other things I want to talk with Alan about and bring you up to speed. Don't go away. Back right after this in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. We'll be right back. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I am Mark Walters on the Lead Slingers microphone, filling your prescription for freedom on hundreds of radio stations across America today. And the Facebook fans, I need to give you guys a shout out. You know, you can watch the program streaming live at Facebook over at facebook.com/armedamericanradio. I'll get that out. And I mentioned a group that is tuned in over at the Cove. Love when I hear from everybody over there. And I mispronounced one of their names. It's Chalet, not Shaley. I apologize. Chalet, don't hold it against me. I promise. I'm still a good guy. All right, we're going to keep cracking right here on the Armed American Radio Network from the Video Network Studios. I'm talking with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, the GRPC, real quick, let's close out. What are the dates of the GRPC this year, when we're going to be running?
It'll be live streamed on September 19th and 20th, Saturday and Sunday. Of course, okay. One of the things we lose as well is we lose the Friday night reception and some of the networking stuff. It's my understanding that there may be Saturday night bring your own food reception, also live streamed on Saturday night, where you can actually on Zoom talk to people and network a little bit. But I'm not positive on that one yet.
Now, are we going to do that? I probably should ask you this privately, but are we going to do the board meeting? I guess we're going to do that virtual too as well.
Our board meetings for both the foundation and the committee will be virtual on Friday, 11 o'clock Pacific time on the Friday the 18th.
Good. Excellent. So it's listener and viewer, it's the same schedule. It's just going to be virtual. Fascinating. I can't wait to watch this go off. Alan, you sent out earlier, let's get down to the meat of some issues here. The very disturbing story that I covered as soon as your release came out, but the Paycheck Protection Act, the PPP, has been used to fund anti-gun rights groups, and you called it rightfully an outrage. And here's what you had to say in that release. SAF had to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars from contributors to file lawsuits during the coronavirus shutdowns to keep gun stores open as essential businesses so Americans could exercise their Second Amendment rights. And then you went on, we didn't take a penny of taxpayer money, nor did we even apply, because that simply would not have been appropriate. I was outraged, I'm sure like you were, when you saw this. What's going on with this, and who did this? Who are the culprits?
Well, the two major culprits are the Brady Center and the Giffords Groups. Both of them cumulatively appears maybe have taken over $1 million of taxpayer funds. And it's outright disgusting. We've called on them to return the money because they never should have had it to start with. And I'm appalled as well that the liberal dominant media in this country who supports gun control won't call them out on it, won't even talk about it. None of the major lettered networks would even raise the question, despite our news releases and our contacting them over and over again. It's like, you know, the left just doesn't care. When they do something creepy, it's okay. Believe it, if we would have taken, or the NRA would have taken Paycheck Protection money, they would have been all over us.
Yeah.
I mean, this is absolutely such a double standard and so disgusting, Mark. That's outrageous. And, you know, it's not like the Brady Center or the Giffords Group needed the money. They have millions of dollars in assets already in the bank and stocks and bonds, and they get, you know, millions of dollars every year from Bloomberg and George Soros. They didn't have to raid the U.S. Treasury and take taxpayer dollars, especially gun owners' taxpayers' dollars, to use against gun owners to push for gun confiscation.
You know, Alan, these people in my book laughed their way to the bank taking gun owner dollars to come after gun rights. That's how these people are evil. The mere fact that they would even take this, and your quote is just shows what an upstanding individual, what an upstanding organization you run. We didn't take a penny of taxpayer money, nor did we even apply, because that simply would not have been appropriate. And Alan continued, more appalling is the fact that according to their latest tax returns, Brady and Gifford organizations have several millions of dollars in assets. They did not need any taxpayer money to keep their donors open. This is yet another fraud committed by the gun prohibition lobby against the American people. Well said. I couldn't have said that any better myself, and it truly, truly was. All right, Alan, we're going to continue.
I just want to give one more line on that, okay?
Yes.
Not this year. They took tax dollars from gun owners. next year, if they win the elections, they can take guns from gun owners.
Oh, boy. You got that right. And while we're on that subject, let's go there briefly for a moment, because a lot of us have seen that the Supreme Court, even after Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, is not as solid as we would have liked it to be after a first Trump term. We know for a fact that if Biden wins the election, we're cooked in that respect, are we not?
Yeah, Biden's going to have, you know, at least one, if not two, and if he gets two, he flips the court. And there's no doubt that we're in really bad shape. That's the least of our problems. If Biden gets elected, it's zillions of problems. The list goes up, yeah, is longer than your arm. It's big problems.
Is there any one problem with the Biden election that stands out in Alan Gottlieb's mind that you can tell listeners more than any other besides that whole litany that I know you know of?
Well, obviously, the court is a big problem. The nominations that Biden would make and the confirmations that the Senate might make is going to be really bad, particularly, of course, if the Senate flips control to the Democrats. And right now it's nip and tuck. But if the Democrats get control of the Senate, you can kiss the filibuster completely goodbye on legislation, which means Biden, anything they pass, Biden will sign. And we've seen already some of the things they propose, which are going to be a lot worse when they know they can get them passed and signed into law than when they know they can only get them passed in the House and not the Senate. So virtually all kinds of gun bans are going to be coming back. Anything they can do to shred the Second Amendment is their agenda.
What recourse will we have at that point if that happens? Just sit back and take it like a little baby? What do we do here?
Well, I mean, be honest. If they get control of the Senate and the White House and Biden gets two appointments to the Supreme Court, anything they want to do, they can do, because the courts won't give us any credibility to stop anything. And we can't stop it legislatively or from the White House. So at that point, we have an all-out assault, the greatest assault ever on the Second Amendment.
You just heard what happens with a Biden victory, listeners and viewers. OK, so keep that to heart. I wanted you to hear that specifically and directly from Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation himself. Heed those words. Alan, quickly, before we have to take another break and I have to move over to Dr. John Lott, and I want to thank you for being here, too. I know how busy you've been over the last few weeks. I had a few folks tell me, and you're very, very intimately involved with a case, with my wife's case against Cherokee County in Georgia, to see to it that permit application process started up again. I'm hearing some rumblings in the county in Cherokee now that process has been halted again and others are not able to get their permits. Now, I'm going to look into that and I'll let you know what I find out about that. But this is going on not just here, but around the country still, is it not?
It's happening on an accelerated rate all around the country, and we're back to filing so-called COVID suits all over again. And we're actually going to be filing one next week, Mark. So when I come on your show next time, we'll have a whole new lawsuit to talk about.
Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it very much. I know how busy you've been, and I told my listeners that when you were ready to come back, you would let us know, and bam, here you are. Thank you for being here, and thank you for everything you do at the Second Amendment Foundation. Listeners, viewers, saf.org, saf.org. $150 is a life membership. We'll take couch change. Those 40 lawsuits going on around the country every single day are not free. Help us out. We need you. We've got to win this election in 2020 here. We need another victory like 2016. Back right after this, Dr. John Lott.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Andy Hoosier from KQAM, huh? How about that? I spoke with Andy today and yesterday and the day before and the day before, and I'll be speaking with him a lot more in the near future. Why? Because he's Andy Hoosier from KQAM. KQAM listeners in Wichita, Kansas, I love you. I get tons of email from you. Keep them coming. Love what you guys do. Love what you stand for up there, and love how much work and effort you put into fighting for your right to keep and bear arms. And not just KQAM, but fans from across the country, from New York City all the way down, all the way down. I hear from every one of you. I'm thousands of emails behind. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it very much. The fight is alive and well. And I know somebody that knows a little bit about this fight. You've seen him all over the news. You've read his books. I hope you read his books. I've read all of his books, save for the one I'm going to talk about now. And let me make that very clear. I was able to peruse it very, very quickly, but not enough to mark it up like I do the rest of John's work. And that's everything I'm not going to take time. All of his books, there's too many to name. Suffice to say, just go over to Amazon and check it out, or head over, if you want to, over to Crime Prevention Research Center. You can go over to crimeresearch.org and see all of John's books. But of course, his most famous, More Guns, Less Crime, etc. So let's go right smack to John Lott now. John Lott, author, researcher, how are you, my friends? Great to have you on the show today.
Doing okay. I'm glad you're able to squeeze me in.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in today. I wanted to get you on the program today. I apologize, we don't have more time, John, but fortunately you've got the two longest segments in this particular hour. So let's start first off, and I'm just going to ask you a very broad question, and really, I want listeners to just hear an answer from John Lott. John, since the last time we spoke, and it hasn't been all that long ago, it seems like the whole world has changed. But when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms, and when it comes to what we're seeing relative to record gun purchases that we know because NICS checks are off the chain right now, and we're seeing physical use of firearms, as we saw in St. Louis and another case in Michigan where the couple's been charged, and these cases are going on around the country, what is going on that you're seeing relative to what your research may have told you in the past as we go through this? Can you make any correlations here for us?
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, the last 6 weeks since I was on, you know, a lot's changed. Obviously, we've had riots continuing here. You know, one of the ironies is that we see the same politicians who go and have ordered the police to stand down or have released large number of inmates from jails and prisons. I mean, you have some number of jails around the country which have released 50% of their inmates from San Francisco and New York and Los Angeles and places like that. And we've seen skyrocketing crime at the same time. They've dismantled parts of police departments, cut budgets, demoralized the police, made it much more difficult for them to go and do their jobs, taking away non-lethal methods that police have in order to try to restrain people. And you've had situations like in Atlanta a few weeks ago where, you know, not far from where you live, where you had a guy named Brooks at a Wendy's. The police there had done everything by the book. Anybody who actually watches the video, I mean, it's one of these examples where if the video doesn't get much detailed coverage on the news, the police were extremely courteous to the individual. He was obviously intoxicated, but they were very courteous with him. They followed everything by the book. And then when he attacked them, this man, Brooks, was obviously much larger than either of the police officers. He was able to take a stun gun, and then when he fired once and was pointing at the other officer, he was fatally shot. But, you know, and you had the police officer, even though he had gone by the book, was fired. So you have police being demoralized. And yet, while all those things are happening, the very same politicians which are creating these problems are arguing for more gun control. The mayor of Chicago takes no responsibility for the spike in crime as she's been restricting the police there. But she says the problem is that you have too many people owning guns. Well, you know, I think people see what's happening to the police. They're concerned about the future. And just as you have a fire extinguisher, just in case things may get out of hand and you may have a fire in your home, many people for the first time are going out and buying guns just because they might find it necessary to go and protect themselves. You have cases like the St. Louis couple where they lived on a private street. The rioters had, anybody watching the news had already seen large parts of St. Louis destroyed. They'd broken down the gate to this couple's home, and they wanted to make sure that the rioters knew that they were going to be able to protect themselves. So they went outside their home showing people that they had guns. And what did the prosecutors do in that case? A prosecutor who was supported by George Soros and funded by Soros to win the election there. They had the police confiscate those individuals' guns. The couple there had called the police, but obviously the police weren't going to be able to arrive. And what should people do when they're having to confront criminals by themselves?
Well, John, even more disturbing from, and thank you for that assessment because you were just spot on. I'm going to switch some glasses here, and I want to read something that I'm sure you've heard, but I want listeners across the country to hear. This is the statement from the from Kimberly M. Gardner, the prosecuting attorney in St. Louis. I am alarmed at the events that occurred over the weekend where peaceful protesters who had broken into and violated the law and broken into private property, which is what they did, after participating in what could only be described as riots, prior to. I'm alarmed at the events that occurred over the weekend where peaceful protesters were met by guns and violent assault. Not the other way around. I'm not going to read the rest of the statement, but that statement there says it all. Not the other way around. Not where peaceful homeowners were met with violent protesters, but the other way around. And it shows you where we are upside down. And it's that statement right there, I believe, is why so many Americans are, in fact, purchasing guns. And what exactly what happened to them is exactly why they're purchasing guns. Would you agree with that?
Right. Well, I mean, it's not just some lone prosecutor out there. I mean, just look a couple weeks ago, despite what the media fact checkers say, Joe Biden was on a podcast for a Black Lives Matter member, and the person was asking him about whether he would agree to reduce the responsibilities assigned to police, redirect funding from police to social services, mental health counseling, and affordable housing. And Biden said, yeah. In fact, he claimed that he had proposed that type of reform himself in the past. When the interviewer said, you know, boy, if we had only not sent two police officers with deadly weapons to that Wendy's drive-thru in Atlanta, we could have sent a wellness counselor in a tow truck. Then that Rayshard Brooks would still be alive today, and asking Biden if he was open to reform that would rather have wellness counselors be sent there. I mean, here you have two police officers who are trained to deal with violent individuals,
right,
who had a tough time. And a wellness counselor and a tow truck are supposedly going to be able to go and handle the situation. Police officers do get some psychological counseling training. But, you know, in any case, you can go and arrest the person, take them in, and then provide them with the psychological counseling if that's what you deem is going to be there. But, you know, if you're going to have the presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party going out there and openly talking about redirecting funding from the police to, you know, housing, affordable housing, or to wellness counselors, you know, we're in a pretty serious situation. I think that, just as an aside, the thing that upsets
John, let me stop.
Right,
let me stop you there, John. I apologize. I'm being told that the break is coming. We're getting ready to take this hard break. When we come back, I want to go back to just as an aside. Let's go back and finish that thought with John. Here's a couple things I want to send you to the break with. First of all, evil who will confront and attack heavily armed and well-trained police officers with no fear are going to have a field day with unarmed tow truck drivers and crisis counselors. And you show me a city in decay in America, and I'll show you a city run by Democrats at every level for decades. Back right after this with John Lott.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low-quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
If you're watching, I pointed to my coffee cup there from Student of the Gun, Paul Markle. Fighting solves everything. He knows that because he fought and beat throat cancer last year. God bless him for doing that. So fighting does solve everything in that respect, but that's not Defender Coffee, that's water. It's a little bit too late in the day. If you're watching us live, it is 8:48. It's 48 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast, 5:48 out on the West Coast. Well, let me read you real quick new spot, that Pulse TV spot from our great sponsor over there, our great partner. We got some new stuff. They've got a new what is it's called? It's something that they're talking about. Target, Walmart, and Costco and restricting. Pulse TV's created an exclusive Armed American Radio on-the-go germ kit. Very cool stuff coming from these guys. An on-the-go germ kit. 9-piece set equipped with products like hand sanitizer, spray, sanitizing spray, and protective germ key. It's in a convenient carry bag. There's lots of other cool stuff there in a cool configuration. You're going to start hearing about that this week coming up on Armed American Radio. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we get there. Let's go right back to Dr. John Lott, because we've got a lot to cover with him and what is going to fly by. John, welcome back. I want to go right back to where you were. You said, as a side note, relative to what we were talking about, if you want to go ahead and continue, please do.
Yeah, sure. Well, one of the things that's come up over the last few days has been President Trump did an interview with Chris Wallace on today. And the president mentioned that Biden wants to defund the police. And
right.
Wallace admonished Trump, saying, sir, he does not. You know, unfortunately, Trump wasn't well served by his staff, who gave him the wrong information to prove Wallace was wrong. They gave him the charter agreement between mm-hmm. Biden and Sanders. What he should have given him was, for example, an interview that Biden had done a little bit less than 2 weeks ago with somebody from Black Lives Matter, a guy named Addie Barkin. And, I mean, I don't know how anybody can listen to this interview. You know, he was talking about this Addie Barkin guy was saying the leaders of Black Lives Matter believe that we have been trying to reform police departments for many decades. It is not working. Instead, we believe that the solution is to reduce the number of interactions between civilians and the police. We can reduce the responsibilities assigned to police and redirect some of the funding for police into social services, mental health counseling, affordable housing, and so on. And he asked Biden, are you open to this that kind of reform? And Biden says, yes, I propose that kind of reform. And then a little bit later on, just to make certain that there was no doubt in Biden's position, Barkin asked him again, quote, do you agree that we can redirect this funding? And Biden's answered emphatically, yes, absolutely. So, you know.
That is defunding, by the way. That is what he's talking
about.
I mean,
whether it's 100% or it's 50% or 30%, you know, Trump's statement was exactly right. He's defunding it. And, you know, PolitiFact went after Vice President Pence for making a very similar statement. Pence said that Biden was supporting defunding the police. And PolitiFact said, well, Biden didn't say he wanted to defund it completely, and therefore they rated Pence's comment as mostly false, which is just ridiculous because that's not all Pence said was Biden would, quote, absolutely cut funding for law enforcement.
Yeah, well, we all know what that means, and the people who are going to be the least served by that are the people who need the are the people who need the police the most.
Basically, right. Poor blacks.
This is just a disaster waiting to happen.
Right. I mean, so we have businesses being destroyed in those areas.
Right.
Some of them owned by blacks themselves, but the jobs are going to be gone. Where are people going to shop for things? They're going to have to travel outside their community to go to stores because the stores that were there are destroyed. What do you think is going to happen to the insurance premiums for people who want to go and build new stores? Or
if they can even get it, John.
Right. Yeah. And you know. So, I mean, all one has to do is look at a city like Detroit. You know, in the 50s and early 60s, Detroit was the wealthiest large city in the United States. You still have large parts of the city which are completely burnt out because of the riots that had occurred in the late 60s there.
Yeah, it's just dilapidated. It really, truly is such a shame to see what happened to that once great city. All right, John, with the remaining few minutes that we have, let's go to your newest book, Gun Control Myths, foreword by Andrew Pollack. Now, listeners, if you don't know who Andrew Pollack is, Andrew is the father of beautiful Meadow Pollack, who was murdered in Florida. And, he admits that he was never really a Second Amendment supporter prior to what happened to his daughter at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School, and he wrote the foreword for John's book. John, I'll let you tell us about the book, and then I'll go ahead and read some of the chapters just so people get an idea of what it's like. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we have a little bit of time to talk about this. Yeah, the new book, Gun Control Myths, I think this is one of my best books. Andrew was nice enough to write the foreword for it, and my path over time has been somewhat similar to his. I was probably in the middle of the debate on these issues before I started doing research. I'd been chief economist for the U.S. Sentencing Commission, and I had done a lot of academic work on crime, but I'd never really been very interested in the gun issue. And as I've learned more, I realized that a lot of what's put out in the media, you know, just as we were just talking about the policing and the media bias on that issue, is true, if anything, in spades when it comes to the gun issue. I mean, just this last week, we had a case in Indiana where a concealed carry permit holder stopped what clearly, according to police, would have been a mass public shooting. The thing is, except for Fox, and I claim a little credit for that, there's no other national media covered it. You know, and on our website at crimeresearch.org and in my book, Gun Control Myths, I list dozens of similar cases where permit holders have stopped mass public shootings, and it hasn't gotten national news attention. Right. But, you know, there's so many false claims that are out there in the media that I think really do a disservice for people. And the reason why I wrote this book is that I know people often say this is the most important election, but I really believe that this election is going to determine whether or not we're going to be able to privately own guns for self-defense or not. I'll just give you one simple example, and that is this year, the Supreme Court had 10 cases that they were considering granting cert to, they didn't grant cert to any of them. It's been 10 years since the Supreme Court has picked up a case on gun issues, really. And the reason why they didn't do it is because the four conservative judges couldn't depend on John Roberts' vote on that. I've talked to people who have been clerks on the Supreme Court. And the conservatives...
John, we just got caught by a clock. The book. I'm going to have you back next week. So we're going to bring John Lott back next week. John, the book, John's new book is Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. And John, I apologize for that. I was so in tune with what you were saying, I wasn't paying much attention. We're going to bring John Lott back, maybe on the daytime show. We'll have him on, and we'll bring him back for the weekend show. Coming up next, Janet Mefford from the Janet Mefford Show, and after that, A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Gun Control Myths. It's available at Amazon. Go get it. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.